Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation the way it should be. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, look, the, MyPillow.com. I know, I've been remiss. MyPillow.com. You guys head up there, head up to the website. You can use promo code Joe on your way out. And you can save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Right now, gentlemen, you paying attention? Listen up. There's a happy Valentine's Day savings. You'll get as much as almost 70% off if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. Right? Got to buy something for the lady? Get it now. Robes, pillows, slippers, all kinds of cool stuff there for your woman. I know, yes, I said that, for your woman. I thought that'll make a couple of people crazy. Right. I always love the lefties when I talk like this, like, well, yeah, you don't own them. No, I know that. I'm hers, she's mine. What's the big deal? I don't belong to anybody, any other woman. That's it, I got one. And believe me, it's more than enough. Not because it's her, but you don't need five or six. And some of you guys think you got to have multiple women to be with. You're out of your mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We head up to MyPillow.com. Again, you can get it before Valentine's Day. Now's the time to do it. Start looking, start thinking, figuring out what you're going to get and how. All right? And then have use promo code Joe. You'll save some money. Everybody will be happy, I promise. I promise, promise, promise. All right. God. Oh, somebody sent me this. This is, remember Hank Johnson? How does this guy, he keeps getting reelected. And forgive me, I got to figure that you people down there in his area, whoever you people is, you keep electing this guy. I don't know if he really has an IQ, a measurable IQ. This was the guy who claimed that Guam was going to tip over. Right? And he is suspicious about these papers that have been put out there. Because, you know, again, to put it in his words, and what he has said in the past, the bottom line with it is that anybody could have put the papers there. Joe admits to putting them there. Right? But anybody could have put the papers there, he said. So this is kind of crazy. They're going to, like I said earlier, they're going to protect him no matter what. They're going to protect him at any cost for any reason. Anyway, Johnson went on to say, I'm suspicious of the timing of it all. I'm also aware of the fact that, well, things can be planted on people. They can be planted in places and things. Things can be planted. Boy, he sounds like he went to the same school that Harris went to. And he says it again. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently. That just might be what has occurred here. I'm not ruling that out. Unreal. It couldn't be that Joe actually took them. Right? And Johnson suggested, without evidence, the classified documents were planted. Isn't that kind of what he's saying? Or am I missing something? Now, we now have, what is it, three? Three versions. I mean, three places where Joe had, where they found papers, Joe's papers. Here, I finally got the video. Take a listen. Audio, video, whatever.
My response to it all is that alleged classified documents showing up allegedly in the possession of Joseph Biden. You know, I mean, there's so much that needs to be investigated, and that's what I call for, is for everything to be investigated. But I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Places and things can be planted. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently. That may be what has occurred here. I'm not ruling that out, but I'm open in terms of the investigation needs to be investigated. My response.
Yeah, you know, funny. We're in agreement. We're all kind of curious about the timing of this, as to when it's come out and how. Right? And when you think about this as a whole, by the way, interesting that this all starts to hit. This really is coming down big time when Joe suggested he's running again. Maybe they don't want him to run again. Right? And not one, not two, but three places they're found in. They're found by what, you know, in the political world they call friendlies. Right, these are people that supposedly are Joe's side. And not necessarily the case, is it? Now, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. That I'm sitting here thinking, all right, either these people don't want him to run and that's why they're doing it. But they could be real patriots. They could really believe that this is the wrong thing to do. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back.
Joe Messina, your host. I want to do that. Joey V does that all the time, right? Whispers into the mic. Like it's something that works for him. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did any of you catch AOC having a meltdown about the gas stoves? I mean, I can't believe how dull she is. I shouldn't say that. I can believe how dull she is. Because she's one of those people that's totally full of herself, thinks she's the smartest person in the room. I notice for you non-cisgen, binary, water, fluid people, I said person. Can you say person? I'm just checking. And just for a little entertainment, let's hear what she had to say about the gas stove.
I do think it's funny, the, like, absolute, utter Republican meltdown, where they're like, you can take my gas stove or my cold, dead hand. Or how dare you talk about gas stoves? You have a gas stove. First of all, I rent, period. Second of all, though, it doesn't even matter, because by that logic, these are the same people who would have said we should have never gotten rid of leaded gasoline. Just because someone may have driven a gasoline car. Science evolves and gives us new knowledge with time. I do think it's funny that...
Right. You mean like we found out that masks don't work? You mean that one? No, really. We can go on and on and on with this stuff. It's hilarious. But she's all over the place. She rents. So what does that mean? You rent? You couldn't make a deal with the landlord to put an electric stove in and take out the gas one? I'll tell you what, I'll bet you if you look really hard, you might find out that there's already an electric connection behind that thing. You might. I didn't say you would. There's always a reason why they can't. You ever notice that? Really. Another couple of words. Yeah, okay. You know, I've been talking about the blood clots. I've been talking about how these athletes and others. Now again, it seems to be hitting or hurting the healthy even more than others, or maybe we're just not important enough for them to report on. But if you think some of the people that have fallen over who have heart problems now after getting the vaccine, not immediately after getting it, but somewhere thereabouts, they seem to be active people. People that are doing stuff, you know, athletes, right, those military people and so on. Now, this fellow that you're going to hear in a second, he says, he's a 48-year-old man, multiple blood clots in my lungs, ventricles, something, tachycardia, widespread vascular neuropathy. He said, I require caretakers to wash me and cook for me. Before your vaccine, I had a successful career. I was healthy. This is what your safe vaccine is. And, you know, it's not just him. Seriously. It's not just him. It is so many that you hear about out there. Take a listen.
I'm a 48-year-old man. Multiple PEs in my lungs. Non-sustained VT in my heart. Severe vaccine-mediated thrombolytic vasculitis. Severe widespread vascular neuropathy. I require carers now to wash me. I'm going to need carers to make food for me and dress me. Before your vaccine, full career, I could row 5K on the rowing machine in under 19 minutes. I could do 20K on a watt bike in under half an hour. As fit as any man. And this is what your safe vaccine has done to me. And you're all colluding together with the media. Covering it up. You're absolutely
You know, you got to hear, it's not just this one. There are so many other stories like this. Mainstream media is not on it. Right? Where are our elected officials? They're not on it either. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And frankly and honestly, you know, I know there's memes and stories out there similar to this, but, you know, the longer I watch and listen and do the stories about these people, the happier I am I made a decision not to get vaccinated. I'm glad that none of my kids did. I'm glad that my wife didn't. None of my grandchildren did. Right? And they're alive and they're healthy. What's wrong with that? That's perfect. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. No, really. I'm tired of people dancing around these issues. Right? I'm tired of people, you know, I don't want, you know, everybody has their own choice. And everybody, you know, when somebody dies, I don't care who it is, a mom, a dad, a brother, a son, a cousin. It's not the only person that goes. They take family members down with them. Right? I mean, there are people who love those family members, who care about them, who may have had a relationship where they're taking them places, they're helping them out in their life. They've got workers, co-workers that love them and care about them. You hurt a lot of people when this happens. The pharmaceutical companies have made a gazillion dollars. Anybody say anything? Anybody care? Right? So when you see these things happen, when you hear about these things happening, remember, it's not just one. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, it's irritating as heck. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure that you're listening. You know, make the call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, let's see. I got a bunch of stories I can hit. Just get to the ball. Let's see. Let's see if I got any good ones that we got. Oh, I like this one. Pelosi. She was being asked about Joe Biden's documents. Now, if the question was about Donald Trump's documents, she would have gone into a half an hour diatribe as to what was going on, right? And she actually looks, when she's sitting in the crowd or the audience or whatever you want to call them, that she doesn't care. That she doesn't have a care in the world. So there was a Fox News reporter that grabbed her.
In the country, we teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. Robert Hur taking on the role after serving as U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland during the Trump administration.
As U.S. Attorney, he supervised some of the department's more important national security, public corruption, and other high-profile matters.
The announcement comes after Biden's team discovered an additional batch of records at Biden's Delaware home. Republican leadership in the U.S. House does not intend to force an embattled party member to resign over his fudged record on the campaign trail. However, that does not mean all Republicans are holding fire against New York Republican George Santos.
It is a problem for us in Congress because the American people, they don't trust anybody. They think all politicians lie, and there are good guys among us who are trying to do the right thing.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Yeah, I'm not going to stop. I'm still going to keep saying it. Anyway, I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution. I'm just going to go on. We'll do some of the really, we'll do some of the really crazy stuff. Pelosi, you know, again, she's sitting in the crowd. She's asked the question, and even AOC can't be bothered with it. I saw her run from one of the cameras in the hallways, like she was on the phone doing something. You know how they do that? They're on the phone, like she's really on the phone. You know, when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and confiscated the documents, you know, Pelosi had a lot to say, right? Oh, just tore him up one side, down the other. You know, days after President Trump's estate was raided by the FBI, Pelosi went on a media appearance spree. She was on every station known to mankind. Right? And you know, what was her favorite saying? You guys know? Yeah. Right. No one is above the law. Not even a president or former president of the United States. She loved that line. Well, they're above the law. Right? Maybe that's because she's a somebody. Everybody else is a nobody. You know, and when you think about the way she responds to things, it is definitely a high and mighty kind of attitude. Right? You know, we also want the truth about, you know, her involvement in January 6th issue. There's so much going on. How about your husband's arrest? How about your stock trading? Right? Let's see if she can keep on that mantra that no one is above the law. And I do hope they come after her. In all sincerity, they should. But when she was asked about it by a reporter about these papers, she just giggled, kept eating her chips and drinking her Pepsi or whatever, probably vodka and Pepsi, or I don't even know. Anyhow, but seriously, wouldn't even answer the question, wouldn't talk to it. But if it was Trump, she would have gone up, she would have been pointing her finger, she would have been yelling at somebody. Right? Well, I think that, as I was saying earlier, when you think about where Joey's at right now, this stuff is coming down on him hard. Now, again, I'm going to wait a few days. You know how I like to do that. I want to know whether he was set up for this. You know, somebody could have planted those. Maybe somebody on his own team. Secret Service has no idea who came, who went and came from the house in the last couple of months. Apparently, they're not keeping records. And now that he's agreed to, or said he's going to run, or alluding to the fact he's going to run, they're coming after him with both guns blazing. So this, I think, is their first swipe, and I can't be sure of this any more than you guys are. Right? But when old Joe announced recently that he was going to run again, I think he sent the power brokers into a tizzy. So after years of corruption, after years of criminal activity, after years of in-your-face criminal activity, I'll even go further with it. You've seen the perversion. You've seen what the man has done out in the open. You see how he speaks to these issues. All of a sudden, information is being leaked out of nowhere. And just like that, that Joe Biden is now holding on to legal documents that I got to tell you, he probably doesn't even know he has in there. Right? Now, I know Tucker Carlson did this too, where he kind of said, look at what happened to Andrew Cuomo. Right? I mean, they love this guy. They didn't turn him in for anything either. I mean, we can grab a whole bunch of Dem legislators and or governors that have gotten away with murder. But when whispers of a Cuomo presidency started, when it looked like he might actually get some traction, all of a sudden this scandal came down on him like a ton of bricks. Right? Like all these things started and nobody was protecting him. Nobody was coming in. What does that tell you? This might be the end for Joe. But I hope not. Look, guys, I do not want President Harris. I just played you the salad, her words. There is nothing of substance in that woman. Nothing. No policy to talk about. Nothing. She knows all the buzzwords. She knows all the political correct buzzwords of the day. But that's about it. All right, let's have some more fun. Another, let's see. Oh, yeah, the TikTok. Lives a TikTok. This mom freaks out because the school wouldn't enroll her young child who she thinks the child is transgender as the opposite sex. And look, and the way she comes, I mean, she looks crazy. Her eyes look crazy. Take a listen.
The school district found it's a freaking nightmare. I go to enroll my child, and my kiddo is standing right there. I hand them the birth certificate, and I say, see right here, this is his sex. He is a boy. He goes by he, him. I had no issues at his past school, and I don't expect to have any issues here. And I swear, it was like Karen, the transphobic secretary, was just waiting on us that day. She said she wouldn't put my child in the school system as his name because it has to match a birth certificate. But again, had no issues at the last school. I told her I absolutely would not enroll my child.
So the last school decided they didn't have to follow the law. The last school decided that they were just going to let you get away with anything. Whatever you wanted to do. Yeah, okay.
As a female. And she said, you will and you are. She enrolled my child as a female, then sent mail to my house with my child's dead name on it. At this point, my child is supposed to start school on Monday. And is enrolled in the system as a female. Every single teacher in the school knew about my child. And the students were told a little girl was coming to class. This is a video.
Yeah, you know what? That woman is a problem. You can see it in her face. I would love to get to know the parents that brought up these kids. Yeah, kid, you heard me. No, I would. And not so I could berate them or belittle. I want to know what kind of parents they were. I want to hear their story about their child. I want to hear their story about how this person grew up. I mean, were these the parents that said, I'm going to let the kids figure it out for themselves? You know my pet peeve about God. You know, there's a whole bunch of parents who have little kids. And when you're talking about church and God, they go, I'm going to let my kid figure it out for himself. Wow. You're going to let your child, your little child, figure all that out. You're going to let them figure out whether they want to smoke or not. You're going to let them eat what they want to eat for dinner. Right? You're going to let them decide whether they want to go to school or not. I mean, if you're going to make major decisions with or for these kids, this is just craziness. But they don't see a problem with it. Because they're progressive parents. They're part of the new world. You know, my challenger when I was running for school board always said I was part of that old guard. It's time for a new mindset, a new way of thinking. What? That boys can be girls can be boys, or you can be nothing at all? That's the new mindset? The mindset that if it makes a child feel bad, then you shouldn't do it at all? If curriculum is too hard, you lighten it up and make it easy for them? Seriously? No. You need to challenge kids. You want cures for cancer? You want these top-notch scientists and engineers and what have you? You have to challenge children. They have to hit these hard things, things that they may not be able to overcome. And you help them, and you help them persevere. You don't do it for them. You don't call the school and fight for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Messina, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JEW, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. That's what happens when my head gets so far ahead of myself. That's what happens. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a hard part of the conversation, right? The left just never fails to amaze. How's that? That's a good way to put it. So, you know that Lynette from Diamond and Silk has died. And, you know, she died of... They haven't really let the reason why she died out yet. But apparently at first it was some kind of heart problem. Now, she has not had the vaccine. Okay? But there are a whole bunch of people. Now, she's raising money, doing like a GoFundMe kind of thing. And they're going after her. The liberals, they're such a sick group of people. They don't know when to stop. They have absolutely no sympathy for anybody. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg died... Yeah, there were some jerks on the right that made some comments. But you definitely had people like me and others that said, hey, knock it off. That's somebody's mother, grandmother. There's no reason for this now. No, I didn't agree with her politics. I didn't agree with her rulings. There's a lot of stuff I didn't agree with. But how does wishing her rotting in hell change anything? And as a Christian, it's even worse. Because we don't want anybody to die without knowing Jesus. We don't. We may not like what you stand for. We may not even like what you're doing for work. But now the liberals are going out of their minds that somebody would actually have a fundraiser in honor of Lynette of Diamond and Silk. You know, she passed away at her home. I don't know if she died of sleep. I don't know if she died of a massive heart attack. I don't know what. Now, her sister wants to preserve her legacy. You know, preserving her legacy is my objective. She said, hell, maybe I'll look into a huge statue just to make some of them crazy. She goes on to say, does anyone of you sick, racist liberals scream about the George Floyd family receiving millions in donations? I mean, Lynette never was in jail. She never beat up on anybody. She wasn't, like, out of it on drugs. She was a good citizen. Notice I didn't say Republican or conservative. She was a good citizen. She tried to live a good life. But George Floyd didn't. He was constantly in and out of trouble. An ex-convict. You can't do all of this and try to compare the two, but the left will. You know, somebody just brought it up in the chat room. It shows you when two people can shove their differences aside when it comes to, political stuff. Scalia and Ruth were friends. And I think I've told you guys this before. If you go to YouTube, you can find, you know, forums or conversations with the justices where it's Scalia and Alito or Scalia and Ruth. And they're very open about their relationships and conversations. So, it's just amazing. Anyway, the left is just tearing her up for wanting to raise money for her sister. Right? I mean, this is where their head's at. But one in particular, a bishop, not a pastor. He claims that she died of COVID. That's what a turd he is. And he said, you know, isn't it ironic that she died of COVID? And after being an avid, you know, somebody who was against the vaccination. Now think about that one. You know, I mean, again, it just never stops with these people. Ever. By the way, earlier today, it was at 73,000. Now it's almost at 90. And I'm not going to question what she needs the money for. They know what they need to do, or she knows what she needs to do. But Silk threatened legal action against Bishop Talbot Swan for claiming her sister died of COVID. You know, don't threaten, do. No, really, seriously, don't threaten, do it. Because the only way to stop people like this from doing what they're, and he's a bishop. His first question shouldn't have been, or comment shouldn't have been, oh, look what happened to her, she died of COVID. If he's truly a bishop, a man of God, a Christian, his first concern should have been, I hope her relationship with Christ was strong. Right? Isn't that how we're supposed to think as Christians? As quote-unquote religious people? Is that where we're supposed to be at? It's infuriating. And they know it. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid people. But it's infuriating. Right? When they're constantly beating on us saying how mean and cold and cruel we are. But when you actually go down and look at what they've done. Look at the damage they cause. Look at the ugliness. Yeah, you heard me. The ugliness they put out there. Right? Who's doing it? Yeah, do your own homework. Who's doing it? Anyway, I love the Jean, I guess her name is Jean, Jean Pierre, or Jean Pierre. She dodges when asked if they're is confident that there's no additional classified docs or documents of Joe Biden's. And I love it. She can't. You know she can't answer the question. Come on. Right? Now, I think there's going to be more. If it's true that it's for the people that want him gone, that don't want him to run, there will be more. Right? If there are people truly caring about this country behind it, well, then there definitely will be more. So it's not going away. This is not going to go away for him anytime soon. Merrick Garland appointed Robert Hur as a special counsel to investigate his handling of classified documents. Remember, it's not necessarily a criminal investigation. Those aren't how they start. They start off to gather information. Right? Did he know? Did he physically take them out? Does he know how he got there? Can we prove how they got or didn't get there? Right? Now, some of you, I don't know if you've seen it. There are pictures of the boxes the documents were in his garage as he's pulling his Corvette in and out of the garage. And that's why he thought it was so safe. But Hunter Biden had access to that garage. He could go in and out of that garage. Matter of fact, there are documents that show that that is not Joe's house, really. It's Hunter's house. Or Hunter claims it's his house. But when the White House report has kept on Jean-Pierre on Biden's improperly stored classified docs, right, you have to stop and think, they don't ask those questions. They normally don't. This is why I say to you, there's too many confusing messages coming out of the White House. So one member asked her if there's a possibility of more documents with classified markings are at other locations. The way he posts it, though, is the president confident that there are no additional documents or classified markings that remain in other additional locations? She refused to give a straight answer. I think they know that there's more papers out there. Right? And she, you know, she's trying to be smart by saying, so-and-so said this and so-and-so did this. You'll have to check with his team over here. You know, technically, it's not a government issue, if you would. She should be referring them to his team. But look, bottom line with this, you know as well as I do. Whether it was 10 documents or 10,000 documents. If it had Trump's name, fingerprints, anything on it anywhere, this would be a 7x24 story. His kids would all be in handcuffs. They'd all be down at the FBI. Somebody would be pounding on them to find out what they knew about this. Won't happen to Joey B. I actually believe nothing will happen to him. All right, Joe Bezig, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. We'll be back tomorrow. So I want you back with me. Don't do anything stupid.